First, the policy group COWS has issued its annual State of Working Wisconsin report for 2020. The report this year paints a tough portrait of the state of jobs, working, and workers statewide. Issues that have been present for years, including significant racial disparities in the workforce, are still part of the picture, and the recent COVID-19 outbreak has made the working situation worse for many in Wisconsin. The pandemic has left a lot of people either without work or having to find alternatives as the virus has shifted where and how people do their jobs. Laura Dresser is the author of the report. She's a labor economist and associate director of COWS. Laura, welcome back to the show.
I'm really happy to be here.
Well, this report comes in a different year, and you're doing it a little differently to account for what kind of impact COVID-19 has had. Big picture, how has this disease affected working life in Wisconsin?
Well, I think there's one way to think about it, right? Which is that work is fundamentally transformed. Everybody has experienced some change in their work from this pandemic. And that's especially true of the people who lost their jobs. Unemployment is at a level we haven't seen in, it spiked to a level we hadn't seen in decades and is now still very high. But also for the people who, through coworkers and customers, are exposed to the virus, work has changed. And for those who have been able to stay in their houses and be protected in their work, but now they're working in their houses. And so I feel like it's a big year for a sense of how changed work is.
A theme of your report, though, is while it's affected everybody, it hasn't affected everybody equally. And you make the case in the report that people who already had problems, whether because of pay disparities, job disparities, racial disparities, whatever, were harder hit. Can you talk about that a little?
Yeah, absolutely. If you think about those categories I just named, unemployed, exposed through work, and those who can work at home, that isn't distributed evenly across demographics. It is, in fact, the case that the people who are unemployed, concentrated in leisure and hospitality, workers at lower wages with lower benefits in the first places, more likely to be unemployed, to lose their work entirely. Those are the hardest hit sectors. So more likely to be women, more likely to be Black and brown workers. That's the front line of the unemployment. And then you look at the exposed workers, people who have jobs that put them in touch through customers and coworkers. Again, this tends to be, there's some high level wage work in that category, of course, doctors and nurses sort of famously, but there's also a lot of very low wage work here. From frontline work in nursing homes to grocery stores to transit provision, the people who move goods and people and the necessities of our lives are all exposed in their work. And many of them are working in low wage jobs with very poor health insurance and very little protection for the protections, inadequate protections to keep them safe from the disease. Then for the more privileged people who can work in their homes, that looks more, that's a sort of luxury to be able to work out of your home, get your paycheck. Those workers look more privileged in all the other ways, right? So just in how it's changed work, the inequality that started in the work is sort of exacerbated, exposed and exacerbated by the restructuring that COVID has done.
One of the last times we had you on the show was to talk about the Race in the Heartland report. Can you dig a little more into the racial inequities we already had in Wisconsin's economy and how those have shaped up during COVID-19?
Yeah, this is such an important theme to grapple with, especially this summer, as the nation and each city, and this state stare hard and really consider and reckon with the racial disparities that we have too long tolerated. Race in the Heartland, our report on racial inequality for the state, really just demonstrated that Wisconsin is consistently among the worst states in the nation, we said, from the birth to the ballot box, whether you look at income or school outcomes or infant and maternal mortality or home ownership, the distance between what Black people in this state experience and what white people in this state experience is the largest in the nation. That was true before the coronavirus came. And that was true before the coronavirus generated sickness in the Black and brown community at three times the rate of the white community and death at twice the rate of the white community. So you see the disparity in the health outcomes. There was just the most recent month of data, the Black unemployment actually went up as white unemployment came down. That's nationally. We don't have race disparity specifics in this for the state yet in Corona on the economic indicators, but we know that the inequality was among the worst in the nation. And we know that nationally the inequality is increasing. And so we have to really focus on extending opportunity to Black workers, protecting the workers at the bottom of the labor market, protecting Black workers, and both in terms of health and rights on the job.
Talking to Laura Dresser, Associate Director of the group COWS, about their new report on the state of working Wisconsin, especially during COVID-19. Laura, looking at possible solutions, I think all along there's been kind of a talk like, okay, we're going to hurt the economy by shutting down and stopping COVID, or no, we need to put health before that economic interest. If I'm reading your report right, you say we can't really separate the two.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's one of the illusions is that somehow the shutdown orders is what's making the economies not work, not the virus itself. The original problem is the virus. And I think this was really demonstrated well in Sweden. Sweden took a completely different approach to the coronavirus. They had much less regulated shutdown. And they had, as a result, much higher death rates than their Northern European kind of neighbors, much higher death rates. But when you look at the shrinkage of their economy shrunk almost as much as their neighbors, 5 to 7% down. That's because what people are responding to is that there's a coronavirus, right? Like people don't want to go out to eat. The problem isn't the rule to shut down the restaurant. The problem is that there is danger outside and people are not going to go to a restaurant. So that separating, pretending that the orders to change behavior actually are the problem, not an attempt to get towards a solution, I think is a sort of diversion. Economies are going to shrink as long as this virus is live and out there. And the more it is allowed to grow and, you know, kind of reach more people, the more people that are going to stay inside. So the economic cost comes alongside with the virus, not necessarily only with the orders about what to do about it.
Now, you've been doing this report for something on the order of 25 years or so. That includes a couple, I think, little recessions and the Great Recession. How does this economic downturn stack up just looking at the numbers here in Wisconsin?
I mean, 25 years is a long time to kind of revisit annually the state of working Wisconsin and to see the way it changes. I mean, I think that, anybody who's really been watching the economy has never seen contraction like we had from March to April. Nearly 500,000 jobs in the state disappeared across that month. We've had very strong months of recovery the 2 months since. So we're only down, now I'm saying only down 300,000 jobs right now relative to the 500 before. I mean, that kind of jobs hole is along the line of or greater than anything we had in the Great Recession. And looking forward, we see both promise and threats, and it's hard to know which way things go. But this is an intense and rapid and historic contraction, giant displacement of workers, and many of the unemployed workers spiking up to 14%, but even above 8% in the last report, and new data will come out next month. Nearly 1 in 10 people who want to be working are looking for jobs and not able to secure them. It's a really high level of unemployment, and it's such a sudden shift. So it feels totally different. That's part of the reason we've sort of changed the way we're approaching the report, because often I'm reporting on data that's a year old. And right now, I don't feel like anybody would really want to hear what was going on in 2019, because it was sort of a different world.
Yeah, it's like the Great Recession was a series of dominoes falling one at a time. And this seems like we just dumped the whole box of dominoes on the floor.
Yeah. I think that's one way to see it. And the dominoes are all kind of have stuff on them, so you have to clean them with hand sanitizer.
Exactly. Now, what are you, in our last minute and a half or so, Laura, what are you watching for next? What do you have your eyes on most closely?
Well, here are some things. I mean, obviously, we're all watching the trajectories on the disease, the ability to, you know, kind of get the curve bent down and all that. And I think we're all looking to what happens in town, in Madison, when students return. We have the increase in the density and a lot of young people that, you know, I think that's important to watch. But also at the state level, thinking about what the federal government is going to do about unemployment insurance. We had a good, strong, generous response, but that runs out at the end of the month. And really, workers need something, the workers that can't find jobs. And thinking about federal support to state and local government, because local, state and local receipts are down, the demand for services is up, and there needs to be a federal answer on that one, too. So I would say I'm looking at all those things, and we'll be keeping an eye. And this will, the website will be updated with new jobs data when it comes out and new reports on specific occupations and worker profiles all the way across.
Laura, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Laura Dresser is a labor economist and the associate director of the group COWS. She joined us today to talk about the group's latest State of Working Wisconsin report, which looks at jobs and income in the state and how work has been impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic.